Good morning. My name is Cynthia Savage. I'm a practitioner here at the Los Angeles Center. Whether you've been coming here for a few times or for many years, I'm sure you've asked yourself the same question I have many times. What is the secret to demonstration? Well, the answer I've come to accept that there is no secret, but thinking that there is creates a barrier between what I'm seeking and its physical expression. You couldn't desire any good if it didn't already exist as a possibility. The desire to be something, to do something, is a mental echo in your mind of the spirit which already exists within you. It is, as Dr. Holmes wrote, spirit in you, seeking an avenue of expression through you. When you think it is the divine mind in you willing itself into action, thinking itself into manifestation, realizing itself as the object of its own thought. Our part in the process, then, is to maintain an attitude of acceptance, a calm certainty of our authority, a sense of gratitude, and a joyful anticipation of perfect results. So there is no secret, but more of a letting go of the question and letting the answer reveal itself. Please join me in a treatment. There is but one mind, God, all good. I speak for everyone here as I declare that good visible to each one according to his and her highest desire. I refuse to place any barriers of fear and uncertainty into my thinking and refuse to worry about anything. I have complete confidence that the Spirit is always with me, directing everything I do, controlling my affairs and leading me into the pathway of peace and happiness. I am now free from every sense of condemnation against myself and others, and I lose every sense of animosity. I am conscious that the Divine Spirit is acting through me, aware that the truth is making me free from any belief in want, lack, or limitation. There is no uncertainty in my mind. I am one with the abundance of the universe as I put aside all anxiety, all striving, and let the law of divine love operate through me into all my affairs. Nothing in my past and no fear of the future has any hold on me, because I am first cause, creating a larger idea of my worth and capacities. I have the faith necessary to stay the course, convinced of the power of my word, my divine right to speak it and to experience the good I set into motion. Right now, I enter into my kingdom of joy, into my inheritance of happiness. I know that every good purpose I entertain is already accomplished. I know that every constructive demand or request I make upon the universe is already granted. I know that I am inspired by divine intelligence and guided by divine wisdom. I expect everything I do to prosper. I enthusiastically accept success and let good flow into my experience. I see good in every direction I look. I carefully guard my thoughts and refuse to permit anything antagonistic or unlovely to enter my consciousness. I live in joy, peace, in calm confidence. I think with clarity, move with ease, and accomplish without strain. Spirit within me is alive, awake, and aware. It is always flowing through me into perfect life. I accept my spiritual perfection, which outpictures as my physical being, my body, and everything in the world works harmoniously, divinely. I know the All Wisdom guides me, the All Power protects me, the All Presence goes with me. The law of good flows through me, and I am one with the rhythm of life. There is nothing to be afraid of or uncertain about, because God is right where I am. I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with everyone around me and the world in which I live. I maintain a calm inward conviction of my union with good, my oneness with God. I have a deep realization that I am surrounded by an infinite law which receives the impress of my thought and acts creatively upon it. I am conscious of my ability to use this law and to direct it for specific purposes. There is nothing in me that can deny, limit, obstruct, divert, or in any way hinder my use of this law. There is no argument, no belief, no superstition, and no doubt that I can cast any shadow of unbelief across my mind. I realize that this law exists and I consciously use it. Every negative condition of the past is now swept aside. I refuse to see it or to think about it. Today, right now, I keep my consciousness steadfast with the realization that there is a spiritual power on which I can rely and turn resolutely to that divine source, my spiritual center, that fears nothing, has no enemies, and knows no opposites. I am acutely aware that spirit forever imparts its life to me. So I have confidence in the future and enthusiastic expectation of good things to come, because I have accepted the fullness of life this moment. Perfect physical health, financial well-being, fulfilling creative self-expression, loving relationships, and success in everything that concerns me are the only outcome. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and the secrets are all revealed. In perfect peace and gratitude, I accept this truth for everyone within the sound of my voice. And together we say, and so it is.